Hello.
Hello, this is Will from National Opinion Surveys. I'm looking to speak to Hector Manuel.
This is Hector.
Mr. Manuel, good evening. Just so you know, I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a minute?
Sure.
Thank you very much. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
I'll definitely vote.
Thank you very much. Next question. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, African American, Black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, mixed?
White.
Thank you very much. And please rate your feelings or your motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not motivated at all, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. 0 to 10.
I'd give it a 3.
3? Okay, thank you very much. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you very much. Next question. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied. Okay, thank you. Can you give me a brief comment? Specifically, what makes you say that?
I just don't like the direction things are going in general.
Okay. Just a second. I'm writing it down.
Okay.
Thank you. Next question. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congregational elections? Gun regulation and reform, immigration and border security, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, crime and violence, improving K-12 public school education, inflation and economy, healthcare costs, climate change and environment issues, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, protecting democracy and freedoms, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds back cops accountable.
That's a lot. I have to pick just one.
The first one you said?
There are a lot that are important, but...
I know.
No, I was asking if I have to pick just one.
Yeah, well, max two. It could be one or two.
Oh, okay.
Two maximum.
I mean, I guess, they're all pretty important, but I don't know if this was actually on there, but I just feel like if there was a way to get all the corruption out of the government, that would be my main concern. But, you know, stuff like the economy, I won't go on too long because you'd only want one answer anyway.
Okay. Understood. Thank you very much. Next question. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Disapprove.
Is that a somewhat disapprove or a strongly disapprove?
I strongly disapprove, yeah.
Thank you very much. And generally speaking, will you say that your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's staying about the same at the moment.
Okay, thank you. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I feel like they're getting worse.
Thank you. How often will you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Do you say very often, not often, or not at all?
I mean, I'm white, so not at all for me. I guess I see other people experiencing it sometimes. I'm not sure if that counts.
Yeah, no, personally for you, so that will be not at all. Thank you. How often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Very often, often, not often, not at all?
Not often.
Thank you. Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Probably a whole lot more than most of them.
So that will be much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you very much. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings for some people and some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0, that means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50, that means you don't really feel warm or cold. And you may use any number from 0 to 100. Tim Scott.
Okay. Who?
Tim Scott.
I'm not sure who that is.
That's okay. That's an answer. Thank you. Black Lives Matter.
Okay. 90.
90. Thank you. Joe Biden.
30 maybe.
Thank you. Cornel West.
I feel like I should know who that is. The name sounds familiar, but I'm not really sure.
Okay, no problem. That's an answer as well. The Leadership Conference on Human Rights and Civil Rights.
80.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the answer?
Oh, I said 80.
80, thank you so much. Donald Trump.
0.
0, thank you. The National Rifle Association, or NBA. NRA, I'm sorry, NRA.
5.
5, thank you. The Republican Party.
0
It's, of course, it's your opinion, and we respect all of your opinions. Next.
Alrighty.
I know it's a long way off, but if the elections for president were to be held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, will you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
Yeah, that's a tough one, because I'd really want to, if there were like a Green Party candidate, I'd probably want to vote for them.
Okay.
I don't know who Cornel West is, so if I had to vote for one of the three, probably Biden, even though he's awful.
I understand. Thank you so much. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today?
I'm pretty worried about it. It definitely seems, well, it does seem to be rising, unfortunately.
Is that very worried or somewhat worried?
Very worried.
Thank you. Now I'd like to read some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Is that strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. America's diversity makes us stronger. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Thank you. Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now.
I agree, somewhat.
Somewhat agree, okay. The government should do more to to lessen income inequality in society?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of Black Americans.
Strongly agree.
Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country.
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much. Next question. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of Black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Do you support or oppose?
I strongly support that.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read two statements some people have made. Please tell me which one you agree with more. Number one, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books or school libraries can carry. That's the first statement. Second statement, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which one do you agree with the most?
The second statement.
Is that a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much. Next question. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for a democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it is very, extremely important, 5 means that you think it's somewhat important, and 0 means it's not important at all. Number 1, affordable health care, 0 to 10.
Sorry, can you hold on a minute?
Can you guys be quiet?
I'm sorry, I didn't get all of that.
No problem. Let me repeat the question. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for a democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it's extremely important, 5 means that you think it's somewhat important, and 0 means that you don't think it's important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Affordable health care.
5.
Thank you. Free and fair elections.
10.
Thank you. A fair and equitable court system.
Also 10.
Thank you. Secure borders.
9.
Thank you. A strong military.
10. See, that's a difficult one because I do think it's important, but I also think we overdo it on the military. So I guess I'll give that one a 5.
Thank you very much. Religious freedom.
10. Does that include freedom from religion for people who aren't religious?
Yeah, it includes all religion, all beliefs.
Okay. Yeah, I would say that's a 9.
9, thank you. Quality K-12 education.
That's important. I'd give it an 8.
8. Thank you very much. Traditional family values.
0.
Thank you very much.
Or can I do a 0 or do I have to do a 1?
No, it's 0 to 10, either one. Okay. Now I'm going to read to you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you don't agree at all with the statement. Number 1, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be a risk yet, this is a slippery slope. And if we don't stand up, now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. 0 to 10.
Also 10.
Thank you very much. Next question. We almost done now. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you once again, please rate your feeling of motivation for voting next year for presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not motivated at all, and 10 means you are extremely motivated. 0 to 10.
I would also give that about a 3. I'm a little motivated, but honestly, I don't feel like we have a lot of good options, you know?
Yeah, I fully understand, and we respect your opinion. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last grade of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD?
I have a bachelor's.
Thank you very much. Next question. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Divorced. Thank you. Next question. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Just one that's under 18. I also have two adult kids living with me.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very liberal.
Thank you very much. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Never.
Thank you. How will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Rural.
Thank you very much. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Yes.
Thank you very much. That's the end of our survey. You have a wonderful evening. Thank you very much for all of your opinions. You have a good one.
You're welcome. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.